This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Disruptions to global shipping are focused on the Red Sea now, where a U.S. destroyer today shot down drones and a missile launched by Houthi rebels in Yemen. The Indian Navy also released photos of a fire aboard a container ship from a missile attack earlier. But across the world, another vital trade route linking two oceans is having its own challenges. The Panama Canal doesn't have enough water. The BBC's Michelle Fleury reports from Panama.
This is our boat.
We're headed to see one of the hydrology stations on Lake Gatun.
Lake Gatun is the huge reservoir in the middle of the Panama Canal.
Can't you see the number?
It's Nelson Guerra's job to obsess about water levels. He's the Panama Canal Authority's hydrologist.
The level is 81.20 feet.
And where should it be normally?
5 feet more.
The lack of water at the Panama Canal is causing a global headache. The number of vessels that can pass through here each day has been slashed from 36 to 24.
Eso es un problema porque,
Jose Cervantes from shipping company Agunsa told me this shortcut between the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans is the natural route, warning if it's blocked, alternatives are needed, meaning more time and extra costs. Costs that are passed on to the consumer.
My name is Christian Good. I'm a farmer from Macon, Mississippi. These canals allow us to navigate at an inexpensive price, quick delivery times, which is so important. But without those canals, it really adds time.
Each ship passing through these locks requires around 50 million gallons of water. But it means the canal here is reliant on rainwater, which is in short supply. Ilya Espina de Marotta, the canal's chief sustainability officer, says the drought, made worse by the El Nino weather phenomenon, is expected to last until May.
2023 has been the second driest year in the history of the Panama Canal. We had to cut down on number of ships being able to transit to maintain the lake level through the summer.
The Canal Authority is trying to reuse as much water as possible. It's considering building more reservoirs to store water and is even exploring cloud seeding to make it rain more.
Is this climate change?
We believe it's climate change. If you look at the world 2023, the Amazon River, very low. Mississippi River had to stop transits, very low level. So it's not only Panama, it's the world.
Another container ship is about to pass through the heavy metal gates of the Panama Canal. The problems here are a reminder that while other routes suffer disruption from politics and piracy, climate change may yet be the biggest crisis for global trade. In Panama, I'm the BBC's Michelle Fleury for Marketplace.